Tripod. Johnny Tripod, are you... Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Let's hear the bell.
Go ahead.
Let's hear the bell, Lewis. All right, in one corner, saying Depeche Mode music is sacred is Johnny Tripod.
Hello?
Johnny.
This is Johnny Jones. Johnny Tripod.
And what's your claim, Johnny?
My claim is Depeche Mode stands for righteous uplifting to the world.
And the man going up against you. William?
Yes, sir.
William, you are with what organization?
Action.
Action, which stands for what?
Americans cannot take ignorant, offensive noise, which is what exactly this is.
And what do you say about Depeche Mode?
I say they're evil, they're satanic worshippers, and they should not be heard by the young children of America.
All right. You and Johnny will be debating in just a moment on what radio station, William?
KROQ.
Ladies and gentlemen, the fight of the century! In one corner, weighing 120 pounds, in the blue trunks, claiming that Depeche Mode is righteous, Johnny Tripod! And in the other corner, weighing in at 150 pounds, he claims Depeche Mode preached the law of the devil. It's William! Gentlemen, begin now!
All right, thank you, Mr. Ring Announcer. And what we're going to do in this debate is give them each 30 seconds to state their cause, and then they get to go at it together. First, from the group Action, let us begin with William. William?
Yep.
Okay, you are from the Action Group, which stands for what?
Americans can't take ignorant, offensive noise.
All right. And you've got 30 seconds to state what is wrong with the Depeche Mode music. Go.
First of all, I'd like to state that I've heard some of the call-ins from last night saying I'm a church man. Yes, I believe in God, but I am here to talk about red-blooded American morals and manners that have been lost from this country. And I feel that Depeche Mode are evil and should not be heard by the children and young teenagers growing up in this country of ours because it's a bad influence on them and their minds and can hurt them for the rest of their lives.
All right, William, are you a priest?
No, I'm not. Okay. I believe in God, and I go to church, but I'm not a preacher. I just feel that the good of America should be heard.
All right, thank you, William. And now we give 30 seconds to Johnny Tripod.
Joe, this is Johnny Tripod, and I stand for Fun, Friends of Underprivileged Nerds. And I believe in God, the Lakers, and Fun. How does that sound? And Depeche Mode.
Okay, thank you, Johnny. Now, Johnny, you and William are going to get a minute and a half to debate each other, beginning right now. Go, gentlemen.
Okay, William.
Hello,
William. What does your action actually stand for?
Wait a minute. William, can you hear him?
No, I can't.
You can't hear him. Okay, hold on a sec. Now you should be able to hear him. Go ahead, Johnny.
Okay, can I have an example of what you don't like?
Excuse me, you want an example, young man? I'll give you an example.
Don't call me young man, first of all.
Okay, well, what do you want me to call you, sir?
You can call me Tripod.
Well, if that's what makes you happy, sir, then that's what you'll have. First of all, they have a song called Flies on the Windscreen. Listen to the words. Death is everywhere, there are flies on the windscreen. Death is everywhere, there are lambs for the slaughter. Now, that is a devil crucifix and for... praising the devil. That's what they have done throughout the centuries.
William?
Yes?
William, I'd like to tell you that death is a natural part of life, and God knows this. And we're not to be afraid of this.
We're not
to be afraid of this, William.
Okay.
You've got to believe in this.
Okay, here's another example.
William, believe in this, Death. It happens. Everyone dies.
Yes, I know everyone dies, but here's another example of a song of theirs called Question of Time. It is a pure case of about rape and prostitution. Right here, we have a song. It says, it's just a question of time before they lay their hands on you and have their fun with my little one. Now, that is clear evidence of rape. And here's prostitution. It won't be long until you do exactly what they want you to do. What it's saying is that they rape a girl, and she feels so bad about her own self that she ends up turning to prostitution.
No,
and I cannot stand for this
it's
in America.
Fantastic.
I don't feel this is right.
Sarcasm.
No, I'm sorry. I cannot agree.
It's
feel that this is terrible.
You're not, there's a deeper meaning. You've got to take it from
it. Sir, can you let me speak?
Wait. Time is up, gentlemen. You both had good causes that you expounded upon, and I thank you both. And what we'd like you listeners to do is to call in and comment on this debate. William, thank you very much.
You know, Mr. Poirier, may I say one thing?
Yeah.
I want to say right now that if you can get any of your so-called listeners that are actually can be any of these Depeche Mode fans, okay, if you think there's any of them out there that can actually make me eat my words, I will be more than happy to prove that I am wrong. But I don't feel that you can have listeners that agree with this Mr. Tripod, who he is. I feel that they will know that the truth comes out and that these people are a bad influence on American children.
All right. Well, thank you, William. Johnny, any final comment? Johnny is gone. All right. Well, it's KROQ FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles. William, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Get out of here. Do that. Okay, you got to flip Valley one.
William?
Hello?
Is this William?
No.
It isn't William?
No, it's Christine.
Oh, we lost William.
Good.
Okay. Call back, William.
Sure do. I feel they're evil, and they should not be allowed.
Uh-huh. And you're with what group?
Action.
And how many people are in your group?
Well, right now I'm the leader, and I'm getting a steady following as we today's progress on the situation we have here.
All right. Well, we're going to go to some listeners who want to question you about your beliefs, all right?
All righty.
Hello, who's this?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your name?
Christine.
From where?
La Havre.
Okay, Christine, you're on with William.
Okay, William, I want to say one thing about what you did. When you took those quotes, you took them totally out of context of the song. I mean, if you were to open the Bible, if you were just to open it and read it, you'd find some pretty rude things, too. There's murder and all kinds of other stuff in there. And still, you say these little quotes of Depeche Mode songs when you don't read the whole song and read what Martin Gore is trying to say.
Well, ma'am, let me tell you something. It's not just the lyrics itself. If you listen to the music, it's deep, it's dark, and it's a depressing kind of music. So what is a person supposed to believe when they hear a very dark, depressing song and hear and read lyrics like this? This is not right. Children and teenagers of America should not have to deal with this. They should listen to good music like Billy Joel, like Journey, Creedence Clearwater Revival, stuff like that. They should not be having to listen to this.
All right, thank you. Let's move on to the next line, William. Orange County 3, who's this?
Hi, my name is Sari.
Sari?
Mm-hmm.
And where are you calling from?
Tustin.
All right, and you're on with William.
Hi, William.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I had pretty much one comment to make that I really thought it was just a weak mind that would allow music of any sort really to influence a person's way of living.
And that's what I feel is happening here. That's exactly how I feel, William.
Well, what about children's nursery rhymes? Those are pretty, quote-unquote, gruesome.
Yeah, you do not hear Mother Goose slap.
No, but you hear Ring Around the Rosie, don't you?
Excuse me?
Ring Around the Rosie.
That's a child's game. There's a considerable difference.
It's a tune, too, that little kids sing.
Down on my knees. There's a considerable difference between those two, ma'am.
Well, I think that if you're in control of your life, you don't really let music influence you that way.
I have not let music influence me, and it's a shame to say that it has influenced some of the people out here in the Los Angeles area.
Okay.
It is a shame.
Okay, thank you very much. We got one more call for you, William, all right?
Okay.
Okay, hi, who's this?
This is Jason from Hacienda Heights.
All right, Jason, you're on with William. You're the final call here on our Depeche Mode music debate.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask William if he's happened to read the words from Sacred or To Have and To Hold. To Have and To Hold happens to, Depeche Mode happens to admit that they have sinned. And at the end it says, and somewhere there's someone who cares with a heart of gold and a heaven to hold. Now, if that's Satan, gee, I'm missing something.
Yes, sir, I do realize that. I have read. I agree some of the songs are not as satanical as the others, but I still feel that any group that should come out with this kind of lyrics is not right.
And also, this is America. This is America. This isn't the Soviet Union. I can listen to whatever kind of music I want to. You don't need to be coming over here and, you know, telling people what they can and shouldn't listen to.
Well, sir, to tell you the truth, I am from here. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and this is not the way I was brought up or any of my people.
William?
Yes, sir?
Okay, now we have got queued up right now. One of the songs you mentioned is being bad, A Question of Time, right?
Right.
Now, do you feel it would be all right if we let our listeners listen to this song and judge for themselves?
Well, I feel if the listeners have heard it
it now, and it's not going to help him anymore to hear it now anyway.
Well, why don't you, I'll tell you what we should do. Why don't you explain what's wrong with the song, and then we'll play it, all right?
Okay. For instance, you have a line here. It's just a question of time before they lay their hands on you and have their fun with my little one.
Now, that sounds obvious that it's a clear case of rape, that they're taking advantage of a young child. And then later in it, you hear, it won't be long until you do exactly what they want you to do. Now that sounds like a person who has been forced so many times to have sexual intercourse that now she's abused it.
All right, William?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we're going to let people listen to what you just said. And hold on the line, all right?
Okay.
All right, this is a question of time for Depeche Mode on K-Rock. Okay, it's Caro Q, and that's NXS doing New Sensation. And folks, as we promised you, it's time once again to meet the unsung heroes of KROQ, the people behind the scenes that make it all so possible. And tonight we're going to have a return visit with one of the superstars of K-Rock, a guy who was hatched from a computer. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, he is half human
and half computer. It's Teru Inuki. And let's give Teru a call at home right now where he's probably sleeping with his mom and dad. Not in the same bed, of course. Where's the number here? The 791 number?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, you know, we can't dial it on the air because Teru's fixed it, so we can't. Remember that, Lewis? This guy, though, seriously, folks, he looks like he was a computer byproduct. We're also going to play Stump Teru again. It's hard to stump a man who knows everything about electronics.
Hello?
Hello, can I please speak with Teru?
Can he call you back?
He's not there?
Yes, he went out to look up some Federal Register or something at the library.
He went up to look at a Federal Register at a library?
Right.
Oh, that's terrific. Is this Miss Inuki?
Yes.
Hi, Mrs. Inuki.
Yes.
This is K-Rock calling.
Yes, hi.
You're on the air right now.
Oh, no.
Yes. Well, when do you think you'll be home?
You'll be home probably in half an hour or so. Can he call you back?
Yeah, Mrs. Inuki, can I ask you one question?
Sure.
Have you ever thought that possibly your son was, instead of being born, was a product of a computer? He knows a lot, doesn't he?
Why is that?
Well, he knows all the answers.
Oh, well, I'm not so sure.
He certainly
doesn't sound like our children. Our child.
Yeah, how do you see him? How's your child look to you?
Well, he is quite different than what we would, you know, imagine our children would be.
Yeah, how's that?
Well, we are not very good at math, and we're not very good at electronics, and I don't know where he picks up those things, but he did, and we are still wondering, shaking our heads.
I know, because it was like he was born to be in electronics, isn't
That's
it?
That's right.
Yeah. He's absolutely amazing. Well, listen, Mrs. Inuki, thank you for being on Meet the K-Rock staff.
Oh, my goodness.
Even though you don't work for the staff. And we would like to salute you for creating Teru.
Thank you very much.
And what's the only radio station you've ever been on?
Oh, yes, this will be the only one.
Which one?
This KROQ would be the only one.
When I'm busy covering up my past, it's hard to consider a tug behind the ears when I wonder if my looks will last. I could hit the bottle and the depths of despair, but come out fighting like the best. And I can tell myself that I'm winning the war, but then again I'm different than the rest. I'm not the hardest person in the world, but like the song said, I will survive. And I may be a wreck and a pain in the neck, but at least I feel that I'm alive. So I'll spit in your face and push you over the place if I'm ever feeling so unsure. Give me the soft sell, it's not me that's feeling insecure. Whoa, whoa.
K-Rock for you, Insecure Me from Soft Cell. What you're hearing there, Ice House did Electric Blue. I'm Raimondo, inviting you to the Lighthouse on Sunday. We have a reggae night out there with the Coors Light Jammin' Night. The Lighthouse is in Hermosa Beach. That'll be a late afternoon, like around 5 o'clock sort of a thing. So you're invited to the Lighthouse this Sunday. What else are you doing this weekend?
The boys from Down Under, In Excess, on the rock of the 80s and the 90s. They are coming back in concert, and K-Rock is welcoming them to the Forum. They'll be here Friday, June 3rd. Sorry, folks, that show is already sold out. There are some tickets left. Nope. Sold out for the Pacific Amphitheater as well for the next day, Saturday, June 4th. If they add any extra dates, we'll have the exclusive In Excess concert information here first, so keep it at 106.7 FM. Talking to the boys from Down Under, big concert going on tonight at the Palladium. In concert, it's going to be Midnight Oil with lead singer Peter Garrett, who almost made it to the Australian Houses of Parliament, almost became, one of the government officials that runs the country. And in a little while, we'll be talking with them. We'll be setting up a little live remote from the Palladium, so be listening for that. It's all coming up right here at K-Rock, as I was saying. Looking forward to seeing you folks from Corona at the Stake Center there tonight for the Church of the Latter-day Saints dance. That's going to be a good one. But the other half of the morning team, I mean, one half has to be the rear end of the donkey, is going to be in Long Beach.
If you really like to party, the world-famous Osco's Club Marina in Long Beach is having a KROQ weekend party now every Friday and Saturday night.
Hi, I'm John, the producer here at K-Rock. Me and Lewis were down there last night at Osco's.
Where I'm going to be today!
That's right, join Poor Man tonight at Osco's Club Marina. Spinning records with DJ Craig. He'll have lots of surprises. Poor Man tonight at Osco's. Also Tuesday, Osco's is the home of New Tuesdays. Any drink, you call it, only $1. And 88-cent beer on Wednesdays. But the big news is this weekend, KROQ weekend at Osco's. Tonight, the Poor Man at Osco's Club Marina in Long Beach. Come early to Osco's, free admission before 8 p.m. and 2-for-1 drinks till 10. All this and Poor Man at Osco's Club Marina in Long Beach. 213-493-6444 if you want directions. Dress to kill, 21 and over please. Call now, 493-6444 for directions to Osco's weekend party. Now every Friday and Saturday night. Free admission before 8 p.m. and 2-for-1 drinks till 10, plus Poor Man tonight. Only at Osco's.
Hi, this is the Poor Man.
I've got a lot of money and a brand new toupee.
Toupee.
A new toupee.
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 Yeah, I'd definitely do anything to be on the radio.
I'm in love with my favorite beer. It's kind of special cause it ain't from here. You know I want to see those X's on the label. I want Dos Equis on my table. Pour me out a cold Dos Equis beer.
I want a taste of your favorite brew. It looks so good cause it's just like you. It's so rich and mellow, lots of class. Put those X's in my glass. Pour me out a cold Dos Equis beer. Pour me out a cold Dos Equis beer.
Moctezuma Imports, Irvine, California.
So, what are you doing to me now?
We're lowering you into this barrel of monkeys.
Why?
To see how much fun it is.
A barrel of monkeys?
Right. This is serious research.
Hi, fellas. Coochie-coo. Yeah, no, I think that's my banana.
Okay, that's enough fun.
So, what are you doing to me now?
We're lowering you into this new Suzuki Samurai 4x4.
Why?
Now, could you please drive us around the test track?
Okay.
Notice this new Suzuki suspension for a softer ride?
Oh, sure.
Do you find the Suzuki interior to be more comfortable?
Oh, comfy cozy, yeah.
So would you say driving the Suzuki Samurai is less than, equal to, or more fun than a barrel of monkeys?
Hey,
what
if you lowered me into a barrel of monkeys, then lowered me and the monkeys into a Suzuki? What do you think?
Let me go ask the monkey.
Right now, you can get a 1988 and a half Suzuki Samurai for 1988 prices at your Southern California Suzuki dealers. Bananas not included. Laughter may vary depending on the way you drive. Void where fun is prohibited.
K-R-O-Q!
Flashback.
1985. 85. 85. 85. 85. 85.
Yo!
Danny Elfman, and you are listening to Richard Blade on KROQFLN.
Now it's time for another instant request here on The Rock. And also, we want to tell you, we're going to try another edition of I Hate My Ex. Now, this gives you a chance, yes, folks, to, if let's say you got burned by an old boyfriend, an old girlfriend, an ex-husband or ex-wife. We want you to call up and get your frustrations out. All you got to do is dial Orange County 977-1067, San Fernando Valley 769-8090, or L.A. and San Gabriel Valley 520-1067. If there's somebody that you really are mad at, then give us a call on I Hate My Ex. So, if you want to just get the frustration out, call us up, and if you have the number of whoever dumped you, then we'll give them a call, and you can tell them off live on the air in front of millions of people. And in the meantime, let's go to the phones for an instant request. Hello?
Yeah,
what do you want to hear?
Let me see. Breathe by The Cure.
What, by The Cure? Breathe?
Yeah.
All right. Listen, you're on the worst request line there is. It's like a tunnel.
No, not even.
Well, on our end, it's sort of like real loud and obnoxious. So, what's your name?
My name's Mark.
Mark?
Yeah.
What album is it on, Mark?
It's on Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss Me.
Kiss Me, Kiss Me, Kiss
yeah.
Me? Okay, great.
Is it okay if I say hi to a couple people?
Sure, go ahead.
I just want to say hi to Robbie, Ryan, Dennis, and George.
Well, you at least have a few friends. That's good.